Listen to some remarkable advice found in Proverbs 6, beginning in verse 27. It says, "Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared?" A little while ago, I was in the city of Bucharest, staying overnight while I waited for a flight. Given the fact that I had a lot of time on my hands and I really needed to stretch my legs, I decided to take a walk through the neighborhood. When I got outside, however, I discovered that the neighborhood streets were literally ripped apart so that crews could install new underground pipes. What was left of the sidewalk was covered with dirt that was several inches thick in places. Now, normally that wouldn't be much of a problem, except for the fact that while I was walking, it started to rain, and all of that dirt quickly became a vast sea of mud. And again, normally that wouldn't be a problem, except for the fact that my luggage had already gone on ahead of me, and I only had the clothes on my back. I couldn't afford to get covered with mud, because if I did, I would have to fly in that condition that evening. So very carefully, I tried to pick the least filthy path through the muddy landscape. And with each step, more and more clumps of sticky clay attached themselves to the bottom of my shoes. So here's what I discovered. Even though I did pretty good and managed to keep myself presentable for the airplane, there was absolutely no way to avoid getting something on my clothes. By the time my walk was over, my shoes were a filthy mess and there were splatters on the bottom of my pant legs. Which brings me to the text for today, which mentions that it's impossible to take fire inside your shirt and not burn yourself, or walk on coals and not sear the bottom of your feet. It's referring to fooling around with sin, and sexual sin in particular, and the point it makes is invaluable. It doesn't matter how careful you are. Choosing sin will always leave something, some sort of stain on your character. I know that in this day and age, we think we fooled the system using modern technology and so-called safe methods, but God is never wrong. Even if you don't come down with the social diseases that have become so prevalent in Western civilization, and believe me, they're prevalent. A recent study indicated that 1 in 4 teenage girls now carry some sort of sexually transmitted disease. Your choice to walk on coals is going to sear your character somehow. You know, as a minister, I've met very few people who think that after the fact it was worth it. As a psychologist once told me, I've never had to counsel someone who decided to wait until marriage. Listen, it's so easy to pick up a stain, and it's almost impossible to wash it off. And of course, I'm not talking about forgiveness, because God is always ready to forgive sincere repentance. But all the same, there are consequences we have to live with that don't just disappear because we've apologized to God. The far better path is to stay out of the mud, no matter how careful you think you are. Believe me, being able to wear a clean set of clothes for the flight is going to prove in the long run to be a much better way to live.